Coach Jack Crow joining us here on the Wake Up Call, 1300 WTLS, 106.5 FM as we continue. And you can go and see the game day bunker. Just go to auburnsports.com. Coach Crow with Rob Pate, every big game, you can look for them commenting on the action of the Auburn Tigers. Again, go to auburnsports.com and click on the link there. Coach Crow, appreciate you being with us today.
Sure. Y'all ready for a story?
Yes, please. Can't wait for this one.
We played Urschel in 1982 down at Auburn, and, you know, they were number one in the country, and he was going to win the Heisman Trophy. It's a junior year, and actually it's last year. Cal, we were just going to – we were going to just beat him up. I hope people don't get too sensitive about it. We had some big, physical, mean guys on defense. I mean, nobody really knew how many good players we had, but about two-thirds of them were going to start in the NFL. And that was when we were just sort of coming with that group. And we'd corner him, and we'd hit on him, and we just thought we were going to take the wind out of him. You know, Herschel had a way of sort of running for what he could get. And, you know, looked like he was getting up slow, sort of the old Jim Brown thing. And, you know, he'd sort of pick his times a little bit to do certain things. And the game went on. We were ahead, late in the game. And as the game went on, we thrilled. We were getting more and more excited. And we ran him out of bounds into our bench over there. And I remember standing on the sideline, and it just came right into Coach Dye and I's feet right there. And looked down at him, and I thought we were just been killing him. I looked inside that guy's helmet, and he was almost smiling. Four plays later, he just said, "It's over, boys." And he hit a gear, and boom, I mean, it was like the rest of us wasn't playing. I mean, it took the heart out of us, you know, because you cannot put too much stock in stopping a great player, because, you know, he'll control your emotions. And we played Andre Ware when I was at Arkansas. Only team that beat him the year he won the Heisman. And basically the defensive coordinator said before the game, we're not going to stop him. Well, we just played offense differently. You know, we knew we had to score, you know, over 31 points to win. And, we just probably the best job ever playing a Heisman guy. And we made ourselves offensively into a high production. I think Auburn has got to do that. I think they've got to come fast pace with the best they've got. And I'm not giving them a game plan, because Gus can do it as good or better than I can. But, he's going to get what he's going to get. We went down to play Florida State in 1984. Down at Tallahassee and ended up 42-41. A lot of people still talk about that old game.
One of the great ones.
And I tell you, Wayne Hall and Frank Orgel, we were in a hallway meeting, you know. Wayne looked at me and he says, "You know we're not going to stop them, don't you?"
I want to ask you about, obviously you got to coach Bo Jackson, and you've been able to be in college football for a long time. But one thing that may be a little known fact, at least at the NCAA level, the first coach to have a girl score. Do you get asked about that a lot these days? You probably don't get that one much, do you?
You know, I have two players that go down in my mind as being distinguished beyond anybody's comprehension. One of them was Bo Jackson, and the other one was Ashley Martin. And she was not a PR promotion. I mean, and I can't – you don't have long enough for me to tell you how I got put in that situation. Yeah. Because I was just – started off in the spring, you know, trying to get my kicker to do something I told him to. I only had one kicker on the team, and I won't go into how it ended up being Ashley, but I ran her out there in a football uniform, you know, to get his attention. Oh, I'll give you a couple of points here. He had a great leg, and he kicked with a hook. And every time he'd kick an extra point, he'd start off with this big hook, and it'd come just inside the numbers. I mean, just inside the pole. I mean, And it did hit the pole sometime. And I used to tell him, I said, listen, you don't have to hit a driver if you got a putt. Just punch the thing down the middle and take that margin of error out of there.
Yeah.
He's he's a 4-point student. He's not, but he was arrogant. You know, I'm kicking. You know, and I can. And he was. He set every record at Jacksonville State. But once I put her out there in a uniform, and just had her kick a few extra points, and she could do it now. It just got out of hand over the summer, and the next thing I know, she's out there on the practice field in the fall. And I said, and I could not tell her no.
Yeah.
To give you some idea what kind of unique person she was. Now, Kirby Smart was her, they were dating each other when Kirby was at Valdosta State. And she was on the volunteer fire department.
No kidding.
it was a woman of many unique qualities, I can tell you that. And, we did it. I'm glad we did it. Wasn't something I schemed. Sometimes I look back on it and say, how in the heck did that ever happen? But yeah. I can tell you now, you're not talking. She's about as unique a person as Bo Jackson. And on top of that, I'm going to say this, she was so pretty. I could never say no to her, and she was so intent that she was going to go out there on that field and do that. And it was just because she was a great competitor. That's what she was.
How many kicks did she make?
Soccer player that's in the history of the school, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, how many extra points did she attempt during her time as only actually?
Well, let me tell you what happened. I was just his first game, you know, and. We won pretty handily, and I got her out there in the second quarter. She made that kick. I just thought, oh, this would be neat. There'll be a story tomorrow in the Anderson Star. Okay,
mm-hmm.
just sort of get the crowd in. And once it got there, and I got to thinking about it, whether I was going to dress her out, whether I was actually going to put her in. I thought it'd make a pretty good story, and we'd get something out of it. And I couldn't tell her no. That was the reality of it. Well, let me tell you what. Now, I get home after we do that. It's a Thursday night game, and I've got a call from Good Morning America. I've got my RSID is standing there after I get home and get out of the shower. He's standing there saying, "We got a problem." The next morning, they had 3 uplink trucks in the parking lot. It was Friday morning. To broadcast in every major network and interview with her. And the one on Good Morning America, they requested me to be on there. I said, I'm not having anything to do with this. I'm coaching football. I look like the biggest, I won't look like who I am. I'm a football coach. So, and she, she was on Regis and Kathy. And once all that started, I just said, I'm not going to do this again. And I had to call her in there, and I just said, hey, we're not turning this football team and this season into theater, And it was never intended to do that. Actually, 2 or 3 of the seniors came up to me and said, hey, coach, you going to let her kick? It was turned into something because all the players really liked her.
Of course. She's good looking.
Not in a boy-girl way. They just She was a great competitor, yep. So the players all wanted me to let her kick. That was sort of the final decision. Had every player on that team running up to me once we got about a 20-point lead and said, you got to let her kick, coach. You got to let her kick. Every coach wants to make his players happy.
What do you do with a girl in the locker room? How do you handle that? You're getting changed.
I asked that question. Number one, you have to know Ashley. As good-looking as she was. Now, she was about 5'11", and she was – I think her sister modeled bathing suits in New York City. I mean, that's the genetics we're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
And at the same time, having said that, I don't know that any guy ever looked at her any other way, and this is hard for people to believe, any other way besides she was what she was, I could tell a story that would give you some idea of how she got their respect. You ain't got time for that story. But by the time she had gone through a few things with us, the boy-girl thing was out of it, and I just went to the equipment manager, and I said, you got to figure out a way. We're going to put her in a uniform. He said, I got it, Coach. We never saw her. She was in there right when I did the pregame talk, and she was in there right after the pregame talk. And I mean, she was so discreet. I mean, it just in her basic nature, she was just a, you know, her integrity as a person was beyond reproach. I'll put it that way.
Wow. That's an interesting story there, Coach. You got so many more. We'll have to get you back on sometime, and we'll definitely look forward to it.
I've been a little long-winded, but that's what you do when you're catching an old coach too early in the morning.
Well, Coach,
three cups of coffee. I talk too much. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Coach. We look forward to seeing you on the game day bunker. Go to auburnsports.com for more information. Coach Jack Crow, we'll talk to you soon, all right?
War Eagles.